Hey, listeners, we wanted to let you know that the following episode of Deep Blue was actually recorded before the start of the 2024 football season.
Get a deeper connection with the Cougars of BYU Sports.
God gives us a gift, and we use that gift until he takes it away.
Deep Blue.
Just sitting down afterward and being really tired and thinking like, wow, I just won the U.S. championship.
This is Deep Blue. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Thanks for tuning in for a new episode of Deep Blue. This is the show where we get to know the person behind the number that you see on the field or the court. These are the true stories of BYU athletes from their own mouths. My name is Jason Shepherd, and my guest today is BYU receiver Darius Lassiter. Darius, thanks for taking a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk a little football to kick things off. You are officially returning to BYU for your final season after being granted a waiver. And you and your coaches have said many times how badly you wanted to come back. You wanted to return. Why did you want to come back so badly? Why was it so important for you to come back and keep playing?
I kind of feel like towards the end of the season, before my injury, that I was kind of trending in the right direction and getting things that I wanted to get done. And also, I wanted to leave a bigger mark here at BYU. I kind of didn't get a really chance to do that, missing games towards the end of the season. And then once I came back, I was limited just off my knee. So I just wanted to come back. Cougar Nation, they always show love to me. So it's only right I came back for one more.
So, well, it's a little unfinished business then, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so you said that, you know, it was important for you to, you started to feel like you were getting it, and it just, you didn't have enough time for all of it.
Yeah.
How did the season feel for you in its entirety, even though it wasn't what you wanted? When you look back on it, how do you view the season?
I feel like it was a great learning season for me. Just I got here right before fall camp, so that's not enough time to learn a complex offense like that we have here at BYU. So now that I have a semester or two under my belt with spring ball, we can see how spring ball I kind of took off during spring. I had a great spring. I would say coaches also noticed that as well. So now that I feel real comfortable knowing the plays, knowing what formations, without having to really think about it now. So it's kind of a second language to me now.
How stressful was the waiver process? Because there's no guarantee that they're going to approve another year for anybody. And if memory serves, it's really one of those things where you kind of don't know when you're going to get the answer. It's just one day, all of a sudden, here's the answer. Was it a stressful thing to go through?
A lot of things are stressful, but just talking with my mom, she just told me always just know you are, keep the faith, just keep believing in God that he's gonna have this answer for you. So that's what I just did. I just leaned on him when things seemed tough. I was just going through the whole workouts in winter, just not knowing when it was gonna come. I had a great feeling that it was gonna come shortly, but you just never know. It could have went the other way, and then I could have just been declaring for the NFL. So I'm glad it worked out this way, though.
So that was the plan. Had it not worked out, you were just going for the NFL. That was what you were gonna do.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you were preparing for football either way, so you're in good shape either way. The first year in the Big 12, and I know that the season didn't go the way everybody had hoped from a win total, but when you look back on that aspect of it, being in the Big 12 in the first year and everything that came along with it, how exciting was that part of it for you guys?
It most definitely was exciting. Just a first year, just being in a conference where you in there and you belong to that conference. So just being in the MAC, you definitely feel the competition level, and that's all you want to do when you go out there. You want to compete. You want to compete at the highest level versus the best players. People might see the 5-7 as a disappointing season, but we had 17 new transfer players on the offense. So that's not enough time to just get things clicking. So we definitely improved this offseason, just punching in the time, getting with the quarterbacks, O-line, just doing their thing, getting bigger, faster, stronger. So
I realize football is a team game, but you had some pretty impactful individual performances. And people are obviously familiar with the SportsCenter Top 10, and everybody loves those. In your first season, you had the number two catch, and then you had a week later the number four catch against Texas, the first one against Texas Tech and then against Texas. How cool was that for you to be able to receive that type of recognition?
Yeah, it's great. Anytime that anybody just thinks that you made a great play. So I felt like I had to do it a second time. So, cause people thought the first time was luck. So, just trying to be consistent. That's the biggest thing. And that just shows, just hard work, just being consistent, just going out there, making a play for the team, and just not being a selfish player, just going out there, putting my body on the line.
Do you have a favorite between the two catches, or is there even another play that maybe didn't even make the top 10 for SportsCenter that stands out to you from the year?
I think my Texas catch was my favorite one, just because it kind of just felt like I was in the air a long time, and then also just catching over two defenders, is I just feel like that's a little bit tougher than just catching one hand.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to get to know a lot more about Darius when we come back. We're going to get to know the person that you, as we mentioned, you know, at the beginning of the podcast, that you see on the field of the court. We're going to really get to know Darius when we come back. You're listening to the Deep Blue Podcast on BYU Radio. Hey, Cougar fans, this is Jason Shepherd. I hope you're enjoying another season of great interviews here on Deep Blue. If you love Deep Blue, you should check out our other BYU Radio podcasts like Her Why. Lauren McLean talks about everything BYU women's athletics with current athletes and coaches, plus stars from the past. BYU has some of the best women's teams in the NCAA, and you want to hear their unique perspectives. So download and subscribe to Her Why on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. Welcome back to the Deep Blue Podcast here on BYU Radio. My name is Jason Shepherd. So happy to have my guest today, BYU receiver Darius Lassiter. And before the break, we were talking about your current football situation, but I want to take you all the way back to when you were growing up. And you were born and raised for a while in Virginia, but moved to Arizona at a young age. So what took you across the country to the desert?
I didn't kind of really have the right influences around me. My head wasn't on straight. I wasn't playing sports at the time either. So it was just a better move for me as well. Just having a real father figure just teach me the ropes and show you how to be a real man. Some things your moms can't teach you that your father can. So having the opportunity to go out there, it was just a blessing.
And for those that don't know your situation, you were adopted by your aunt and uncle, and your biological brother was also adopted by them as well. So take me through the family dynamic and how that shaped you early on in your life.
Yeah, my mom was always skeptical of me calling another person mom or dad. She wanted to somebody to had the right fit for me and my brother as well. So it was just a great opportunity for us to go out there. They already had three kids on their own, and we always spent time with each other. We always looked at each other like we was brothers. And then once the opportunity actually came, we were actually brothers. So it was a great transition for us. It was easy. It wasn't hard at all.
How old were you at the time?
I was 11.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was 11 at the time. And then it's just at first couple of weeks, it's just not the same lifestyle that you're used to. So, you just kind of adapt. And then they made everything easy for me.
So, you know, you refer to cousins as your brothers and sisters, and, you know, your uncle as your dad, your aunt as your mom. What did they mean to you then, and what do they continue to mean to you to this day?
It meant a lot for me that they would take an opportunity and a chance on me, knowing that we didn't come from a lot of good areas. So they just wanted to make the opportunity right for me. I can't thank them enough for that opportunity. And they made me who I am today, both my moms and my dad. They keep telling me just keep going. When things get tough, just remember where you were and where you're going. So that's just something that I love.
So how much of a part of your life is your biological mom?
I talk to her frequently. We stay in touch. We know we're so far away. So Just making sure that we can have time to talk to each other whenever things go wrong or whatever. Just looking out for her if it's a chance where she might need something. I know she knows she can call me, and I'm going to do it for her.
Your family has been very blessed athletically. So it's my understanding there's a Phoenix Suns dancer in the family, multiple NFL players. So you said that you, when you were younger, before you moved to Arizona, you weren't playing sports. You hadn't really gotten into that.
Yeah.
So what role did sports play for you growing up then?
It was a lot of recess, a lot of recess fun for me at the time. Just going there, playing Sharks and Minnows or whatever it was, just running around, having fun. And then once I came in there, I just started putting the pieces together, and it just felt second nature, just me running out there on the field, just playing all kinds of sports, baseball, basketball, whatever it was.
So why gravitate towards the football side of it? Because can you envision your life going down a different track with a different sport? Were you good at all the different ones where you could have maybe had your pick?
Yeah, I could have. I think I could have played basketball or baseball. I didn't go with the basketball route because I'm below average height for basketball. So
I'm below average height for life. So I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just easier for me to play football, and then just having everybody that had a great understanding of football, of the game. And I can gravitate to. A lot of my family played football.
Yep.
I had uncles that played it, dad as well, and then my brothers was playing as well. So just having people around me that knew the game, it was easy to pick up.
All right, so let's go on that point that you just mentioned. Your dad was a defensive back during his playing days. Your brother, Quentin, plays cornerback. But you and your older brother, Kwame, play receiver. So why'd you choose receiver?
I used to play defense, but I guess it came a time where I didn't want to keep hitting people. It's kind of more fun when you score touchdowns.
And receivers, it's a glamour position.
Yeah, it's a glamour position.
You get a lot of attention,
yeah,
right?
You do. And I kind of fit that role, I think. So, I kind of just gravitated to it. I played a lot of positions growing up. I played linebacker, D-line, so running back. And once I got a receiver, it just felt like the right fit for me.
We're going to see you cross-train at all in your last year with BYU and all?
Hopefully I get some action at quarterback this year.
There we go. So you, following in your father's footsteps, Quentin got offered to play at Kansas, but you didn't. So take me through the story.
Yeah, after I left junior college, I thought that was going to be one of the first schools that reached out to me. I was All-American there. I was first team All-Conference.
At Butler Community College.
Yeah. And so once I didn't get the call or the text, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna just take my opportunities that I got now. And then I went to Eastern Michigan. I had a pretty decent year there. And then I just decided, I just felt like I could be playing at a higher level. I knew my skill set. So I decided to hit the portal, and then I thought that was gonna be the time where they came and reached out and got me, but they just didn't have the enough space for me on the team at the time. So I was just like, whatever, y'all get to play me this year, so y'all gotta see me now. So that's pretty much what it was. I know a lot of the coaching staff over there, so anytime we played them, I try to go chat with them before the games. Coach Leipold, he reached out to me when we played and said I had a great game. So it was good hearing from him, but you know, he got to see me again this year.
Well, before the game in Lawrence, because I do the pregame show for football on radio, so I get to interview the opposing coach for pregame. And so when I was talking with Coach Leipold, I obviously asked him about you and your family situation and all the different ties. And he said, yeah, you know, Darius was always around the program, and I felt so bad because we just didn't have a spot for him. So I know it was still, like, weighing on his mind that, you know, with the family legacy there with Kansas, that there wasn't a spot for you. So let's go back to that game, because I know that game meant a lot, not just for you and your brother, but your entire family. What did that game mean to your group?
Yeah, it meant a lot to us. Our dad left a great, great legacy there. And then just my brothers having an opportunity to follow his footstep, and also just them wanting to create their own path for themselves. You might see them out there with the number 8 on out there, but they want to go out there and they want to wear that just to represent him, but they also want to make a name for themselves. A lot of times you don't get to do that when your father has played in the league for 11 years and did a whole bunch of things in college or wherever it might be. So it's just good to go out there to see them do what they want to do, do what they love, and just go out there and have fun.
So you mentioned that you played 2 years at Eastern Michigan, and then you decided to transfer to BYU for what could have been your final season. So what was the transfer sort of recruitment process like? Is that something you enjoyed, and what ultimately brought you to BYU?
Yeah, I was only there for a year, though. I was at Butler for two.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the portal was, I just enjoyed reaching out to people. I feel like the second time when going through the whole college phase, I knew what to expect. I knew what I was looking for. I knew the right questions to ask. And so they had the right answers for me. A lot of schools reached out to me. That's the time where I knew I was like, okay, I can definitely go out here and play with people, because people, they show interest. I had a lot of Power Five offers coming out. So it was really just finding the right fit for me. And then just seeing who they had on roster, see if I could beat this guy out or what it is that they might do scheme wise, throwing the ball and all that. So ultimately, it came to BYU. A lot of people thought I was crazy by choosing BYU from the opposing teams that I had. But I knew in my heart what I wanted to accomplish.
What did you know about BYU at the time?
I really didn't know nothing besides Gunner.
Yep.
I played against him in high school, so I knew he came out here in Jacob Conover. So that's really all I knew.
So it was a real leap of faith.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know it was in Utah.
Where did you think it was? Or you just didn't know?
I just didn't know, yeah.
Really?
I didn't know.
So when you came out here and you saw the mountains and you saw campus, I mean, how quickly did it take before you fell in love with the place?
It didn't take long at all. As soon as the plane was coming, I was like, dang, it's still snow in the mountains. I was like, it's beautiful out here. And then once I went to the stadium, and I was like, okay, this is like a real like college stadium. It gives me a real like college feel. Our stadium was at my old school was couldn't compare to that. So I kind of already had the feelings of I envisioned myself just running down the sideline, scoring touchdowns multiple. So it just felt good just to see that, and then to see how much hard work that I put in to get me to this position.
Not in an arrogant way, but how much pride did you take in the fact that when it came time to go into the transfer portal and look for a place to play and finish your career, that you did have so many high-profile teams coming after you. How much pride did you take in that you had put in the work to garner that attention?
Yeah, I took a lot of pride of it. At first, I didn't know what it was going to hold, because you never know with the transfer portal and what could happen. But as soon as teams started reaching out to me and they started calling me, I was like, we need you on this. I was like, okay, yeah, like this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be on this level. I'm supposed to be playing versus this competition.
You are someone that's had to deal with some hard things in your life and some tragedy. And your father, unfortunately and unexpectedly, passed away. So what in your life did you turn toward to help you deal with that situation and such a loss?
Yeah, during that time, it was hard for us, just not for me and my brothers, but for my mom. But we knew we had to stay strong for her. At times, it felt like I wanted to quit ball, but I knew I just had to keep going for him, for the family. So I just kind of got more closer to faith, started believing in God way more, knowing that don't question him. He always has the right timing for everything. So it sucks that we had to lose him, but it was all for a purpose. It motivated us even more to keep going. So we know that he's smiling down on us. We know that he loved when we played each other. We know that he loved when my brother's on the bench was doing his thing. Once he gets his opportunity, he's not gonna let it slip away. So that's really what's the big thing for us, just staying like with each other during tough times.
Where would you be today without his influence?
I'm not sure. I don't even know if I'd probably still be playing ball at the time. So I'd probably just be out there with a regular job.
Your biological mother, who you talked about a little earlier, had never actually seen you play football in person, but was given the opportunity at the home opener against Sam Houston last year. What was that experience like for you and for her?
It was great. I mean, I think the last time she actually been to a game was probably one of my dad's games with the Cardinals or whatever, yeah, what other teams he played for. So just having her have the opportunity to see me play like a real Division I college football game, it was great. It meant a lot to me that she can come out here, had an opportunity to experience it. My first game in LES, and it was her first game as well. So we both shed a tear just seeing each other. It's been a while since we've seen each other. So it was great just having her around for how many days, whatever it was. But yeah, it was a great experience.
Obviously, family means a lot to you. And, you know, when you look at your family, what type of uplifting do you feel because of the relationships you have within your family? Like, how has that shaped not just your life previously, but what you ultimately want to accomplish?
Yeah, just seeing my brothers accomplish so much, that makes me want to catch them. I always talk smack to Kwame and KJ because he's the only one, he plays receiver. I'm like, I'm gonna have a better year than you this year. We have that bond where we can do that competitive level in us, where we can just talk trash to each other, and it motivates us. Yeah. We you never want your little brother outshine you, and then for the big brother aspect, you just want to be better than him. That's somebody you look up to. So I look up to him. I'm trying to take a lot from his game that I try to replicate, and then sometimes he try to take stuff from my game. So just us having that close bond with each other, I feel like that just works a lot for us in a lot of ways.
Who's the best athlete, or who was the best athlete in the family?
Me.
I love it.
Yeah.
No question, no hesitation in this answer at all.
They know that.
Oh, they do. And now if I were to ask them, yeah, would they say the same thing?
They're not gonna say it, but deep down they know. that's just how we are. We're not gonna tell each other, we're not gonna admit it, but they know though.
All right, so let's bring this back as we begin to wrap things up, and I appreciate you doing this today. This has been fantastic. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the interview, but what gets you most excited about the opportunities that are out there for you and this team this year?
Just being an underdog. Nobody expects us to go in here and win 5 games. So just us knowing what we need to go do and get done, having that year behind us, it's just I'm not gonna say a Cinderella story, but that's what it is at this point. Nobody expects us to go out there and perform each week. So they got us 4 wins. We know we can go out there and go get 12. So that's the thing. We gotta stay humble. We can't really listen to what people are saying outside. We gotta be inside the building. Whoever has that wild in their chest, that's who we playing for. That's who we playing with. So anybody outside knows, it don't really matter to us.
Any personal goals for you, or is it play my best and whatever happens, it's the team goals?
I feel like everybody always has personal goals that they want to set for themselves. I want to be the best receiver in college football. That's my goal. That's my motivation. I want 1,000+ yards. I want 10+ touchdowns. I want the ball in my hands every play. That's just who I am. That's just the competitive nature. I kind of got something in me that you can't teach. So every time I go out there in the field, you gonna know I'm out there. I'm not gonna shy away from you. And I'm just gonna be me.
Love it. I know Cougar fans love to hear it as well. Darius, thank you so much for doing this today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks once again to my guest, Darius Lassiter. My name is Jason Shepherd. Josh Bergstrom and Ben Hall produced this episode. Deep Blue's senior producer is Cleon Wall. You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms or find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.